the breeding grounds was not into sort of a drought situation last fall, and pretty close to average snowfall conditions this winter. So we're looking right now that we're probably going to have kind of an average amount of water on the breeding grounds this year. We won't know until, like you say, until it actually does melt. If it's a long, prolonged melt this year, a bunch of the water will evaporate. But if it's a normal or rapid melt, then we'll have a lot of surface water, which will fill up the wetlands.